Jesus.
Gracias, Señor.
Come on, let's lift up our hands right now.
Vamos a levantar nuestras manos. Alabemos al Señor. Levante sus manos.
You see, what you're doing right now is a sign of surrender.
Lo que hace ahorita es una señal de que está rindiendo.
With your hands raised, it's hard for you to defend yourself.
Cuando uno levanta las manos en alto, es difícilmente defenderse.
With your hands raised, it's hard for you to push back.
Uno no puede empujar cuando tiene las manos en alto.
I tell you the reason why we lift up our hands, it's not just because of church culture.
No simplemente levantamos las manos por la cultura en la iglesia.
But you got to understand, sometimes there are many of us, just like this church right now,
pero a veces hay muchos como nosotros en esta iglesia,
that are standing in an upward position, but it's almost like I can see that we're standing, but we're lying on an operation table.
Estamos parados, pero esperando una operación.
But with our hands raised, oh God.
Pero cuando levantamos las manos,
with our hands raised, you know what that does? That gives God free reign as the great physician
eso
to
le da
work
libertad
on what
Dios.
He needs to work on.
Le da libertad a Dios para que se mueva libremente.
You see, it's easy to clap your hands. We can all clap our hands.
Es fácil batir tus manos.
The Bible commands us to clap your hands, all ye people, and shout with the voice of triumph.
Es lo que dice la Biblia, que gritemos con gozo y batimos las manos.
The Bible, I know you're standing, but just stay with me for a moment. The Bible talks about even the waves begin to worship and they clap.
Dice que ellos aplaudían para entrar a la adoración.
But there's something about, oh God, there's something about somebody who gets desperate and says, God, I'm tired of running, I'm surrendering today.
Pero aquel que levanta las manos y dice, Señor, estoy cansado de correr, me rindo a ti el día de hoy.
And I feel this in the Holy Ghost. In the season that this church is in, you may not understand everything right now.
Lo siento ahorita la temporada de esta iglesia, aleluya.
You may have more questions than you have answers right now. But there's something about when you lift up holy hands without wrath or doubting.
Pero algo pasa cuando levantamos las manos santas.
It's something about when you lift up your hands, and I'm not accusing God of anything.
No te acuso, Señor, cuando levanto las manos.
It's Hallelujah. Something about lifting up your hands, and I refuse to doubt that he's a miracle worker.
Hallelujah, que está haciendo milagros en mi vida, Señor.
But there's something that happens when we lift up our hands. He begins to operate on the unseen things.
Algo pasa cuando levantamos las manos, empieza a operar.
He begins to operate on the emotions.
Se empieza a mover en emoción.
He begins to operate on the childhood hurts.
En los niños que están dolidos.
He begins to operate on the broken heart.
El que tiene el corazón quebrado.
There's something that happens when you say, I'm vulnerable right now. God,
algo
touch
pasa,
me.
Me digo, Señor, tócame hoy. Algo pasa.
Oh, come on, I wonder if you can do that right now. Just lift up your hands. Hallelujah. Don't worry about what's next. You just pay attention to what's happening right now.
Simplemente ore. No importa mañana, ore el día de hoy. Levanta tus manos, ore.
Because there's some people in this room that's on the operating table. And God is taking some things out and putting some things in right now. You got to understand, God's a transactional kind of God.
Dios cambia las cosas.
The Bible says that he'll trade you beauty for ashes.
Dios cambia la belleza por otras cosas.
The Bible says he'll trade you the oil of joy for your mourning. Come on.
Hallelujah.
It's time for you to trade that morning for the oil of joy while I'm in the house. Come on, it's transaction time right now. Lift up your hands and say, Lord, come on, take out of me whatever you need to. Lord, put into me whatever you need to. Come on, let's worship the Lord for just a moment right here.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. There's a special touch of God in this room right now.
Hay movimiento especial en la casa de Dios hoy.
Ooh, God. Yeah. Can you worship the Lord in your pain?
¿Puedes adorar al Señor en medio del dolor?
Can you worship the Lord when everything is going wrong?
Cuando todo va mal, ¿puedes tú adorar al Señor?
Can you worship the Lord when the weight of the world is on your shoulders?
Cuando el mundo está en tus hombros, ¿puedes tú adorar al Señor?
Because my Bible says that the Lord is seeking a people that will worship him in spirit and in truth.
Dice la verdad que él busca adoradores que adoren en espíritu y en verdad.
There's a God that's searching for a people that refuse to have terms and conditions on their worship.
Hay un Dios que está buscando gente que no le importa, pero que quieren adorar, no importa lo que pase.
There's a God that's looking for a people that says, I'll worship him in the middle of the ashes.
La gente que te adora en medio de la ceniza.
And I can worship him on the mountaintop.
En el tiempo de la primavera.
I feel the Holy Ghost in this house today. How many feel the Spirit of God in this room right now?
¿Cuántos sienten la presencia de Dios esta mañana? Aleluya.
Thank you, Jesus. I know you've been standing for just a moment. I want to give honor to your man of God today, Pastor and Sister Sutton.
Quiero honrar al Pastor Sutton y su familia.
I give them great, great honor. I appreciate the privilege. It's not an opportunity, but a privilege to be standing behind this pulpit today.
Es un privilegio estar ante el púlpito, una oportunidad, es un privilegio. Gracias, Pastor.
I give honor to Bishop Sutton in his absence as he's laboring for the kingdom.
El obispo Bishop que está fuera obrando para la obra del Señor.
I give honor to my wife and my children. They'll be with us tonight.
Mi esposa y mujer que estarán conmigo esta noche.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, I don't want to give the devil any more accolades that he already has.
No le voy a dar cosas más al diablo que no merece.
Too many times we pump up the devil for things, bad things that happen in our life.
Muchas veces le damos crédito en nuestras vidas por cosas que pasan en nuestra vida.
I refuse to give him any more accolades for the things
that he's done. Me reniego a darle más crédito a él para lo que no merece.
So I'm just going to pay attention to what God's doing. I'm grateful that you and I are in the house of the Lord today. Come on, are you grateful that it should have been you that was dead and gone, but God gave you another opportunity? Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Collins began to talk about some of the issues that happened yesterday.
Mientras el pastor hablaba de lo que pasó estos últimos días.
And on the side of the road, Pastor, we did something a little different than we normally do when things happen.
Y estando en la carretera hicimos algo diferente a lo que normalmente hacemos.
When bad things happen, it's in our human nature to get down and say, oh, what now?
Lo normal es agüitarnos y decir, ¿qué pasó ahora? ¿Qué vamos a hacer ahora?
But yesterday we looked like a bunch of crazies.
Pero ayer parecíamos locos.
Because we, on the side of the road, as our lights are flashing, we get out of our van, me and my four babies and my wife.
Y nos bajamos en la carretera de la van ahí mi esposa con las luces prendidas.
And we put on praise and worship music.
Ponemos música de adoración y alabanza.
And we begin to dance right there on the side of the
road. Y empezamos a danzar ahí en la carretera. Aleluya. Amen.
I don't know about you, but I still believe the devil's a liar.
No sé usted, pero yo sé que el diablo es un mentiroso.
And as I begin to rejoice, the Lord dropped this in my spirit.
Y mientras yo me gozaba, el Señor me dio este mensaje en mi espíritu.
I will not be before you long today.
No voy a ser muy largo el día de hoy.
Luke chapter 15.
Lucas versículo capítulo 15.
Verse 3.
Versículo 3.
The Bible says, and he spake this parable unto them, saying, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. Somebody say rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. Somebody say just one. More than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it. And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God
over one sinner that repenteth. I want to preach to you for just a moment what makes heaven rejoice.
Quiero predicarle por un momento qué es lo que hace que el cielo se regocije.
What makes heaven rejoice? I want you to place your Bibles to the side right now. I wonder if you can do it again. Lift up your hands with me right now.
Levanta sus manos y ore con el hermano.
Come on, let's begin to pray. I wonder if you can pray for this pulpit. I want to pray for the pew. Lord Jesus, I'm thankful for every person that's in this room today. I'm thankful, Lord God, that mothers and fathers, husbands and wives, children, oh God, and grandchildren, teenagers, young and old have come into this room today, Lord God, to have an experience and an encounter with you. I pray today, Lord Jesus, oh God, that all these people that are gathered together, Lord, and assembled would lay aside every weight and sin that does so easily beset us. And I pray today, oh God, that there would be a breakout, that there would be a blessing, that there would be rejoicing in this house, Lord. Oh God, I thank you, Lord God, for the people of God and the Spirit of God. And I pray you confirm your word today with signs following. And we'll be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, for it's due your name. And the people of God shout in Jesus' name. Come on, shout in Jesus' name.
Griten el nombre de Jesús.
Put your hands together one more time for the Lord in this house.
Bata sus manos una vez más para el Señor. Aplauda al Señor.
Thank you, Jesus. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm grateful that we can come to the house of the Lord and rejoice together.
Estoy contento de poder llegar aquí y gozarnos juntos.
I love having good church with the people of God.
Me encanta tener un buen servicio con la gente de Dios.
I love that we can sing the songs of Zion and lift up our voices and clap and dance.
Que podemos cantar las canciones de Sion, aplaudir y levantar nuestras manos.
All those things are wonderful, but there is one thing that gets the attention of heaven.
Todo eso es bueno, pero hay una cosa que llama la atención del cielo.
I'm just going to go ahead and cut to the chase. There's one thing that gets the angels excited.
Voy a hacer directamente. Hay una cosa que por los ángeles se regocijan.
It was that moment that you and I turned away from our sin.
El momento que dejamos del pecado. Aleluya.
Hallelujah. You and I can dance and clap and shout and sing all day long.
Podemos brincar, danzar, gritar todo el día.
And the angels will still stand before the throne and cry, holy, holy, holy.
Y los ángeles seguirán cantando el trono, santo, santo, santo.
But the moment that you and I get into an altar,
pero el momento que uno de ustedes se mete en el altar,
the moment that you step out of your addiction,
el momento que usted brinca su adicción,
the moment that you step out of your sin,
el momento que deja el pecado,
the moment you make your way to an old-fashioned altar.
Cuando vienes al altar,
and you say, I'm done with the cigarettes.
Dejé de pecar, ya dejé los cigarros.
And I'm done with the marijuana.
Y dejé la marihuana.
And I'm done with the alcohol.
Y ya dejé el alcohol también.
And I'm done with the relationship.
Y con las relaciones.
And you throw up your hands and you say, God, forgive me of my sin.
Dice, Dios, perdona mis pecados.
Not only is there a praise break in Birmingham, Alabama,
no simplemente adoración en Birmingham,
but there's a praise break that happens in the heavenly.
Pero hay fiesta en el cielo.
Because the angels of the Lord step away from the throne.
Porque los ángeles se alejan del trono por un momento.
And they say, Lord God, something's happening in Birmingham.
Dice, Dios, algo está pasando allí en Birmingham.
The devil lost another one.
El diablo perdió uno más.
I want to tell you what's going to make heaven rejoice today.
Te voy a decir qué va a hacer que el cielo regocije hoy.
It's what's happening all over the world right now.
Es lo que está pasando en todo el mundo el día de hoy.
It's where the drug addict walks in the door.
Cuando el drogadito entra por la puerta.
And they come to an old-fashioned apostolic altar.
Y viene un apostólico aquí a la iglesia.
And they leave clean.
Y se van limpios de aquí.
I'll tell you what makes heaven rejoice today.
El cielo se alegra.
Is that, oh God, hallelujah. Is that when the devil thought he had you yesterday?
Cuando pienso que tenía ayer el día de hoy.
But you stepped across the threshold of new life.
Porque esta iglesia nueva vida.
And you didn't just stop at the pew. But what's going to help you is when you get out of that pew and you come to an altar, the angels are going to begin to rejoice.
Los ángeles se van a gozar, aleluya.
Looking at somebody that was born and raised in the church.
Yo fui criado y nacido en la iglesia.
When I turned 16 years old, let me talk to some young people.
Para los 16 años, déjalo con un joven ahorita.
When I turned 16 years old, I was just sick and tired of going to church. I was tired of going through the motions.
Estaba cansado de estar en iglesia, jugar a la iglesita, las emociones.
I was tired of looking the part and then showing up on Sunday and shouting and dancing, but still going back to my addictions.
Solo tenía adicciones, gritaba y cantaba los domingos, pero volvía a hacer lo mismo.
I know you don't know me and I don't know you, so we're just going to both take our shoes off and just get real comfortable.
Sé que no me conocen, no lo conozco, sé que vamos a ponernos incómodos los dos.
And so, as a young man, I just was sick of going to church. I was tired of it.
Estaba harto de ir a la iglesia como un joven, estaba cansado.
And so I found myself wanting to be just like everybody else.
Me encontré quiero ser como todo el mundo.
And Pastor Collins, I found myself addicted and bound even more.
Pastor Collins, me encontré adicto y atrapado.
And I found myself selling drugs and going to the clubs.
Y empecé a vender drogas y a las discotecas.
I found myself falling headlong straight into sin deeper than I've ever been before.
Me hundí de cabeza a pies como nunca antes.
But let me tell a young person, you can plan your exit.
Joven, puedes planear tu éxito de aquí, salir de aquí, tu salida.
But you don't get to plan your demise.
Pero no puedes planear lo que sigue después.
Let me warn somebody that's on a pew today, that's hanging in the balance and on the fringes right now.
Déjate abierto a alguien que está aquí en la banca, nomás esperando en la orilla.
You can choose the day that you want to backside.
Puedes escoger el día que te puedes ir.
But you can't choose, oh God, you can't choose what's on the other side of those doors that you'll
encounter.
Pero no
sabes qué hay de aquel lado, del otro lado, cuando vayas de aquí.
So a preacher has come to you today to preach and tell you it's time for you to get off the fence.
Este predicador te dice, es tiempo que salgas de la botaca.
It's time for you to make up your mind who you're going to serve.
Decide a quién vas a servir.
It's time for you to stop hiding in the shadows of the necktie
Deja
and the nice dress.
El traje y la corbata, deja de esconderte la sombra.
And it's time for you to get real with God.
Y hazte realmente real con Dios.
Didn't plan on saying all that today, but I feel it in the Holy Ghost.
No pensaba decir eso, pero lo siento en mi espíritu el día de hoy.
Let me just tell somebody who's on the fence. I've been sharing this story since I've heard it from an elder.
Yo he estado compartiendo mi historia desde que lo oí de un anciano.
There was a man that was straddling a fence, and on one side, all of heaven came out.
Estaba un hombre que estaba en la barda. Y estaba todo el cielo ahí.
And on the other side, all of hell came out.
Y del otro lado estaba el infierno.
And they're standing on these opposite sides of the fence as this man is sitting on this post.
Y el hombre está parado en ese poste y están en lados opuestos.
And heaven and hell are both trying to get his attention and tell him, come to our side.
Y cada lado le dice, ven con nosotros, el diablo, el infierno y el cielo.
Hell says, well, you don't have to go to church and you don't have to do all those things. It's fun doing what you're doing.
Y el mundo le dice, está bien, no vas a ir, sigue haciendo lo que estás haciendo.
And all of heaven is saying, why don't you come over here where righteousness is, where peace is and joy is.
Y el cielo dice, ven aquí donde está la verdad, la santidad, lo correcto.
And that man in his folly looked to heaven and hell and said, I'm not making a decision today.
Y ese hombre volteó a los dos y dijo, no voy a decidir el día de hoy.
I'm not deciding between heaven or hell. I'm just staying where I'm at right now.
Me voy a quedar donde estoy sin decidir en el infierno o el cielo.
And so all of heaven and all of hell disappeared.
Entonces los aparecieron los dos.
And this man is sitting on this fence alone.
Y el hombre está sentado en ese poste solo.
Just a few moments later, then the devil shows up, Pastor Collins.
Y de repente, pastor, llegó el diablo ahí.
And the devil says, hey, it's time for you to make a decision. Get off that fence.
Y dice, es tiempo que hagas una decisión, te bajes de ese poste, bájate.
And the man said, no, not today. I'm not making any decisions today.
Y dijo, el día de hoy no voy a decidir para nada.
And the devil said, well, this is just not how it works. I want to explain something to you. He looks at this man that's looking back at him puzzled, and he says, how this works is I own the fence.
Y le dice el diablo, como esto funciona es que yo soy el dueño de esta barda.
And so you can sit there and say I'm not making a decision, but you already have made a decision.
So aunque te sientes ahí digas no es, ya has decidido.
And there's some people in this room today that need to make a decision which side of the fence you're going to be on.
Y hay gente en este cuarto el día de hoy que tiene que decidir en qué lado voy a estar.
Because the devil would love for you to, oh God, the devil would love for you to believe a lie that I'm just all right where I'm at right now.
El diablo quiere que la mentira que estoy bien donde estoy. Estoy bien.
The devil would love for you to stay bound on Saturday and feel a little hope on Sunday. The devil would love for you to go back to the addiction on Monday and Tuesday and try to feel holy on a Wednesday. But I want to tell you today that there's freedom in the house of the Lord. And the best thing that you can do today is get off the fence.
Y lo mejor que te puede hacer es decidir quitarte esa barda.
The best thing that you can do today is stop trying to figure out stuff that don't matter right now. Get off the fence.
Bájate el cerco, déjate de decidir para lo que no importa.
Some of us have been feeling the pressure, especially this week. I tell you what I feel in the Holy Ghost. Some of us have been feeling pressure all week long.
Toda esta semana hubo presión en el espíritu. Voy a decir lo que siento yo.
And I understand what this church is going through. I empathize with this church right now.
Y tengo empatía por esta iglesia. Siento lo que están sintiendo hoy.
But I want to talk to a sinner right now.
Pero quiero hablar con un pecador.
The Bible says that the wages of sin is death.
Dice la Biblia que el pecado de la muerte, del pecado es muerte. La paga del pecado es muerte.
And you've been feeling the pressure all week long. I'm talking to a few people in this room right now.
Y toda esta semana has tenido presión. Estoy hablando con alguien en este cuarto.
You've even said it within yourself as you're driving your car right now. As you were driving your car, you've even said it to yourself. I got to get to church this weekend.
Cuando conducías tu auto decías tengo que venir a la iglesia el día de hoy.
I want to tell you today that this is just not by happenstance that you found your way into the house of the Lord.
No es casualidad que has llegado hoy.
But you got to understand that there was a father that was looking out for you.
Pero hay un padre que estuvo viendo por ti.
You got to understand there was a spirit that was sweeping, looking for you because you're the coin.
Hay un espíritu que andaba buscando por ti.
You got to understand that the father stepped away from the 99 and he's been putting pressure on you all week because he wants to see you change.
Y un padre que dejó las 99 para buscar la perveja que se perdió. Aleluya.
So you're wondering, what is this pressure I'm feeling? It's a call from God calling you to come to an altar and to come home today. It's the pressure of the Holy Ghost that's telling you it's time for you to get out of your pit of addiction and despair and dysfunction.
Es el Espíritu Santo diciendo que venga de tu adicción y vengas enfrente.
Hey church, I need you to pray right now because the Holy Ghost is dealing with somebody right now.
Aquí está el Espíritu de Dios.
I need the church to rise up and pray with me. Hallelujah. Come on, the 99 is good. Hallelujah. But the Lord is looking for that one that's broken right now.
Estamos buscando por esa oveja que se perdió.
Come on, the Lord is reaching right now. I'm not just preaching, I'm reaching in the Holy Ghost for somebody.
Estoy tratando de agarrar la que se perdió. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, because we're rejoicing down here, but you're still addicted and heaven's waiting on you.
Porque nos estamos regocijando aquí.
Hallelujah, we get to joy here, but heaven is waiting on you. Hallelujah.
El infierno te está esperando. Aleluya.
Jesus. Jesus. I found myself the night before praying through to the Holy Ghost.
La noche anterior estaba orando con el Espíritu Santo.
In a nightclub, fighting.
En un club de discoteca, peleando.
Fighting and fighting and fighting.
Peleando y discutiendo, peleando.
Because I felt there was a pressure, there was something that was after me, and I couldn't put my finger on it.
Porque había una presión que me estaba siguiendo, no sabía qué era.
And it was that night my life should have been taken by a gun.
Y esa noche yo hubiera muerto por una arma de juego.
But there was something that came to me in the middle of that night on Saturday. I began to pray. I went back to my roots and I began to pray, and I said, God, if you're real, you'll stop this right now.
Y volví a mis raíces y dije, Dios, si eres de verdad, para esto el día de hoy, Señor.
And Pastor Collins, it was in that moment that that gun that was pointed at me jammed.
Y esa pistola que estaba apuntando a mí se atoró.
Oh, kalabukushaya. But it doesn't stop there, you see, because of the nature of the situation.
Pero no para ahí por la situación que pasó.
They had another chance.
Tuvieron una oportunidad más de dispararme.
They took the clip out.
Sacaron el magazine.
They reloaded.
Lo volvieron a poner.
Pointed the gun back at me again.
Volvieron a apuntarle el arma a mí.
And I said the same prayer, God, if you're real.
Y volvió a orar, Dios, si eres real.
You'll stop this situation.
Tú vas a parar esta situación.
And the gun jammed a second time.
Y el arma volvió una vez más a atorarse por segunda vez.
The men, they gathered themselves and got into a vehicle and drove off.
Los hombres se dieron un vehículo y se fueron.
And I laid there and I looked and I said, you know what, Lord? You are real.
Y ahí dije, ¿sabes qué, Dios? Tú eres real, Dios. Aleluya. Tú eres real, aleluya.
And we can rejoice over that testimony, Brother Collins, but everybody don't get that story. Everybody doesn't get that opportunity and that chance.
Todo mundo tiene la misma oportunidad.
I want to tell somebody today, I want to tell somebody today, I feel an urgency in my spirit.
Siento algo urgente en mi espíritu.
Because whether you realize it or recognize it or not,
porque
your time
no.
is running short.
Tu tiempo está corto el día de hoy.
You're going to have to make a decision today.
Tendrás que decidir el día de hoy.
Salvation is a choice.
La salvación es una opción.
You can choose to come to an altar and repent of your sins.
Puedes escoger venir al altar y arrepentirte de tus pecados.
Or you can choose to walk out that back door the same way that you came.
O salir por la puerta la misma forma que entraste.
I want to tell you God's willing.
Dios está dispuesto.
God's willing to change your life today.
Dispuesto a cambiar tu vida el día de hoy.
Not only is he willing to, but he wants to.
No nomás está dispuesto, pero él quiere cambiar tu vida.
Pastor Collins, my heart broke when I heard an elder say something I've never heard before.
Pastor, me dolió mi corazón cuando un anciano dijo algo que yo nunca había oído.
And I don't necessarily know all the theology and the eschatology that goes with it.
No sé toda la teología, todo lo que va con ello, no lo sé todo.
But he said something so simple.
Pero me dijo algo simple.
He said, God doesn't always get what he wants.
Dios no siempre agarra lo que quiere.
I said, what does that mean, elder?
¿Y qué significa eso, anciano?
And he said, because the Bible declares that it's not his will that any should perish.
Porque dijo él que es la no es la voluntad de Dios que todos se pierdan.
But so many, oh God. But so many times, Sunday after Sunday after Sunday.
Pero muchas veces domingo tras domingo tras domingo.
People come to the church house.
Gente entra aquí a la iglesia.
They come to the house of God.
La casa de Dios.
And they feel something tugging at their heart.
Y siente que algo los toca en el corazón.
And it's the will of God reaching for them.
Es la voluntad de Dios que está tratando de agarrarlos.
But it's your decision and your choice to leave the same way that you came.
Pero tú decides si te vas igual o sales diferente.
That causes God not to get what he wants.
Que causas que Dios no agarre lo que quiso agarrar de ti.
It's his will, it's his desire.
Él desea que salvarte.
To fill everybody in this room with the Holy Ghost.
Llenar a cada uno de aquí con el Espíritu Santo.
It's his will and it's his desire for every person to be baptized in the name of Jesus.
Que cada uno sea bautizado en nombre de Jesús.
It's his will and it's his desire that every sinner find a place to repent of their sin.
Que cada pecador se pueda arrepentir de sus pecados.
But I'll tell you something that repentance is not. It is not a fire escape.
Pero no, la arrepentición no toma lugar.
I didn't come to play games today because I feel such an urgency in my spirit right now.
No vine a jugar por la urgencia que traigo a mi espíritu.
Repentance is not about coming to church and saying, I'm sorry for something I just did just to get out of hell.
No simplemente decir, lo siento, me arrepiento para no ir al infierno.
But repentance is about a complete turnaround.
Pero es un cambio completamente.
Repentance is about completely turning your back on sin.
Voltear mi espalda al pecado.
Repentance is, oh, repentance is about turning your back on the addiction and those things that want to drag you to hell.
Es voltear la espalda a todas las adicciones que me quieren jalar al infierno.
Repentance will cause you to delete her number out of your phone.
El arrepentimiento va a hacer que digas el nombre de esa mujer del teléfono.
Repentance will cause you to go out to the car and get those cigarettes out of the glove compartment and bring them to an altar. Yeah. Repentance will cause you to go home and pull out the alcohol and pour it down the drain. Come on, repentance will cause you to delete your history for the last time on your cell phone. Repentance today will cause you to change.
Que cambies en tu vida el día de hoy.
Godly sorrow that worketh repentance.
Dios trabaja en el arrepentimiento.
Not just worketh repentance, but unto salvation.
No nomás el arrepentimiento, pero a la salvación.
It's repentance. Can I tell you what repentance is in the natural?
It's
so simple. Because even nature shows us the process of repentance unto salvation.
La naturaleza nos enseña el proceso de arrepentimiento.
Repentance unto deliverance.
A liberación.
I can say it this way, it's almost likened to the birthing process.
Es como quitar algo de encima, un cargo.
I feel to say this right now.
Quiero decir esto el día de hoy.
I know I'm talking to a church that's in between triumph and tragedy right now. Oh God, and I understand this because I've gone through this thing, this process of losing a child. But the best way to get over the loss of a child, the loss of a baby, is to birth a new one. Can I tell you what's going to make heaven rejoice, but also what's going to allow new life to rejoice?
¿Sabes qué va a hacer que el cielo se regocije también, Birmingham?
is when there's a birthing of a new baby in this church today.
Cuando hay un nacimiento nuevo, un bebé nuevo.
When there's a birthing, hikalabukushaya.
Cuando un bebé vuelve a nacer aquí.
When there's a sinner that says, I'm going to repent of my sin today, and I'm
not
going to.
Cuando un pecador vuelve a nacer sus pecados, vuelve a nacer nuevo.
I'll tell you what's going to help. Hallelujah! Is when we begin to pray, and the sinner gets from out of their pew and out of their seat, and they come to an altar and throw up their hands and say, God, forgive me of my sins.
Aleluya, que el pecador venga, levante sus manos y diga, Dios, perdona mis pecados el día de hoy.
But what happens in the spiritual happens in the natural. How so?
Lo que pasa en el espíritu pasa también en lo natural.
There's this in the birthing process. There's this thing called the cephalic presentation.
En el proceso de nacimiento hay una parte.
And what happens in that process is in around 32, 33 weeks of that baby's life in the womb, it begins to turn.
Y como desde 5 meses en el estómago de la mamá empieza a voltearse.
And that baby turns and prepares itself for deliverance.
Y al moverse prepara para salir de la mamá.
And that's the same thing that happens in repentance. You're turning from your sin.
Igualmente en arrepentimiento estás volteándote del pecado.
But repentance works unto salvation, so there's more to it.
Pero el arrepentimiento va para la salvación. Hay más que
eso. In order for that baby to come into the world, hallelujah, and it gives you a sign that there's something about to take place.
El bebé te da una señal, dice, algo va a pasar, dice.
There has to be a water breaking.
Tiene que quebrarse el agua para que salga el bebé. Aleluya.
When the water breaks, that lets you know that there's something that's about to take place. There's a new life that's about to come into the world. And that's why we don't sprinkle in baptism. Because if the water has to be broken for a baby, the surface of the water has to be broken so you're remitted of your sins. How many of us have been born of the water in this house? But there's a water breaking that takes place, Pastor Collins.
Hay cosas que pasan, Pastor.
That lets you know that there's a baby on the way.
Que te dice que ha venido un bebé en camino.
But it doesn't just stop there, because we understand that not only are Jesus said that we have to be born of the water, but we have to also be born of the Spirit.
Pero no para ahí, porque tenemos que nacer del agua y del Espíritu.
And when you're born of the Spirit, there's a certain sound that comes.
Y cuando naces del Espíritu hay un sonido en ti.
And it's a beautiful sound that comes out of the delivery room.
Algo hermoso que sale.
Because it's a wonderful thing when that baby turns in the womb.
Porque es bien cuando el bebé se mueve el vientre.
It's a beautiful thing when the water breaks and that baby begins to make its way into this world.
Y el agua se rompe y viene el bebé.
But there's something special, because in between that water breaking and the sound of life in that baby, everybody's awaiting and holding their breath.
Pero todo el mundo está esperando cuando en ese momento.
And the moment that sound arises out of that baby, it means that there's a new life that's entered into the world.
Cuando eso viene hay una vida nueva. Aleluya.
It means that there's a miracle that's entered into the room.
Un milagro entró al cuarto.
I want to tell somebody, that's what happens when you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Eso pasa cuando llegas del Espíritu Santo en tu vida.
It's a sign from heaven that there's a new life that's being birthed into the kingdom.
Hay una señal del cielo que hay una nueva vida mía en este reino.
It's a sign from heaven, hallelujah, that deliverance is taking place.
Que hubo liberación, hallelujah.
It's a sign from heaven. You're looking at people right now, hallelujah, that's been born of the water and of the Spirit, and God's changed their life.
Toda la gente que fue nacida en agua y en Espíritu Dios nos cambió.
The angels cry, holy, holy, holy.
Los ángeles cantan santo, santo, santo.
The angels, they have a job. They have a job to protect and minister to.
Ellos tienen trabajo de trabajar, de ministrar y proteger.
The angels have a job to stand before the throne and worship the Lord.
Están parados del trono adorando al Señor.
The angels have a job to execute vengeance in spiritual warfare.
De vengar en la vida espiritual.
But I believe today, by the power that's in the name of Jesus,
pero creo en el nombre de Jesús, el poder que está en ese nombre,
the authority that's in the word of God, that when you repent of your sin, the angels are waiting. That's their favorite part.
Pero creo que cuando uno se arrepiente, su parte favorita de ellos.
They're waiting for that one sinner to say, I'm sorry for my sin, God.
They're
waiting for that sinner, hallelujah, to say, I recognize that I have failed you, Lord.
Reconozco que te he fallado, Señor.
And I'm asking you to forgive me of my sins.
Pero te pido que limpies mis pecados.
All of heaven right now is looking down here in New Life in this service right now.
El cielo está viendo esta congregación Nueva Vida.
And there's a praise break that's on the cusp awaiting for just one sinner to say, I'm sick and tired of living this way.
Y están esperando a la vara que diga el pecador, estoy cansado de pecar.
All of heaven, I'm coming down here with you. All of heaven is just waiting for somebody to get off the fence.
El cielo está esperando que alguien baje de la barra del poste.
All of heaven right now is waiting for somebody to make that decision and to make that effort.
Que decidan y digan, quiero cambiar.
You see, too many times we wait for somebody else to move.
Muchas veces esperamos que alguien más se mueva.
Too many times we wait for somebody else to get out of their pew.
Que alguien más salga de la banca.
But Pastor Collins, if you told me my miracle was in an altar and I could get it right now, why would I wait for somebody else to get what belongs to me?
Hallelujah. Pero si mi lado está en el altar, ¿por qué esperar? ¿Por qué no ir al altar?
I'm going to make it easier for you.
Va a ser más fácil.
I wonder if everybody stand to your feet right now.
Póngase de pie, por favor.
Feel this in this place.
Lo siento en este lugar.
I'll tell you. Sound of travail that's going forth right now. Come on, everybody, lift up your voice right now.
Levante su voz el día de hoy, levante sus manos.
Come on. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Todos hemos pecado y hemos caído corto de la gloria de Dios.
I want somebody to understand today you're not alone. I want somebody to understand that you're not the only one that's failed and messed up. But you're looking at a room full of failures that have been saved by grace. You're looking at a room full of sinners that have been filled with the Holy Ghost. You're looking at imperfection right now that has been forgiven. But I'm telling somebody today, there's so much more to life than where you're living right now. There's so much more to life than just a casual visit to church. There's so much more than just visitation on a Sunday. But there's something that's special that happens when you say, I'm tired.
Pero cuando estoy cansado, algo especial que pasa.
I'm tired of running.
Estoy cansado de correr.
I'm tired of the failure.
Cansado de fallar.
I'm tired of all the disappointment in life.
De todo lo que me da mal en la vida.
Can I tell you there's hope in the house of the Lord today?
Te digo, hay esperanza en la casa de Dios el día de hoy.
I know somebody's waiting for what's next. What's the next thing?
This is it esperando. Right now. ¿Qué es lo que siguiente? ¿Qué es lo que sigue?
Altar calls are all about decisions.
La llamada al altar es simplemente de decisiones.
I was preaching in the church in Winona, Mississippi.
Estaba predicando en el estado de Mississippi.
And I finished with this.
Y terminé con esto.
As I was preaching, this middle section here, Pastor, was full of a women's shelter, an addiction shelter.
Y esta la sección de medio estaba lleno de gente que vive en
As I began to preach, I said that very same thing. The altar call is all about a decision.
Y dije lo mismo. El altar está abierto para decisiones.
What decision will you make today?
¿Qué decisión tomas tú el día de hoy?
And as I said that, the Holy Ghost just began to move, and the church began to pray.
Y el Espíritu Santo empezó a moverse y la iglesia empezó a orar.
And those women that came on those buses to just a midweek service, they began to beeline and go to the van that brought them here, and they brought their purses into the church. And out of their purses, they began to pull the cigarettes and the vape machines. Out of their purses, they pulled the needles and the baggies.
Sacaron inyecciones, bolsas, cigarros, todo que tenían ahí guardado.
And they began to bring them to an altar.
Les trajeron al altar.
And Pastor Collins, it was just one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen.
Y pastor, es algo más hermoso que yo he visto.
Because as they laid those things down,
porque mientras dejaban las cosas en el
they
suelo,
lifted up their hands and they began to receive the Holy Ghost one after
levantaron
another.
Levantaron sus manos, fueron llenos con el Espíritu Santo.
And that night, Pastor Collins,
esa noche, pastor,
heaven rejoiced.
El cielo tuvo fiesta.
Heaven rejoiced because those sinners repented.
Porque esos pecadores se arrepintieron.
Repentance is all about a change.
Arrepentimiento se trata de un cambio.
And if you want a change, God is willing to give it to you.
Y si quieres cambiar, Dios te da ese cambio.
But my question to you is, how bad do you want it?
Pero esta es mi pregunta, ¿qué tanto lo quieres?
How bad do you want it?
¿Realmente lo quieres?
I've been preaching for about 25 minutes now, and I'm simple.
Soy simple, he predicado como 25 minutos.
I know I'm standing in a church full of revelation and history and legacy.
Es una iglesia llena de revelaciones y profecías.
But I've come today as a preacher of righteousness to pull somebody out of their sin right now.
Pero he venido como un pastor a predicar la verdad, sacar a alguien del pecado.
Somebody needs to hear it tonight. You don't have to follow in the footsteps of your daddy.
No sea como su padre el día de hoy.
You don't have to follow in the footsteps of your addicted mama.
Tu madre adicta, no tienes que seguirla.
You don't have to be like everybody else in your community.
No tienes que ser como cada quien en su comunidad.
But you can cause a praise break to erupt in heaven.
Pero puedes hacer tú que el cielo se regocije el día de hoy.
When you make that decision today that I'm going to step out of my pew.
Cuando decida hoy voy a salir de la butaca.
And I don't care who's watching me.
Y no importa quién me está viendo.
I don't care what the voices say.
No importa las voces.
I don't care what anybody else says.
No importa que nadie más diga
algo. But I'm going to come to an altar.
Voy a ir al altar.
And I'm going to find a place to repent of my sin.
Voy a buscar lugar para arrepentir de mis pecados.
And I'm going to make a decision today.
Y voy a decidir hoy.
That right now is the day of salvation.
Que hoy es el día de salvación.
Right now is the moment I'm going to get right.
Hoy es el momento que voy a ponerme correcto.
Heaven is waiting on you right now.
El cielo está
esperando. Come on, will you move right now?
Muévase.
There's people in these altars right now. Will you move today?
Venga al altar. Si tiene algo, venga al altar.
Come on, heaven is beginning to rejoice right now. But will you move? There's others that are in these altars right now that need to make a move today.
Hay gente sentada que necesita hacer una movida, que necesita decidir el día de hoy.
Come on, I wonder if the ministry of this church will begin to help us pray. There's people that are going to receive the Holy Ghost today. Come on, there's people that need to be baptized in the name of Jesus. For neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Hay que ser salvos. Hay fiesta hoy.
Come on, come to the altar. Repent of your sin. Come on. I want the ministry. Help us pray right now. Come on, the Holy Ghost is moving. Come on, let's pray. Let's pray. I wonder if this church can find somebody else to pray with. Hallelujah. Heaven's rejoicing, but can new life rejoice? Come on, let's pray. Let's pray. Don't you remember what it felt like to be in an altar? Don't you remember what it felt like to have your sins forgiven? Don't you remember what it felt like to pour out your heart to God? Don't you remember what it felt like, hallelujah, when you got up and your life was changed? Come on, there's people that are on the operating table right now. I wonder if new life, if you'll help us pray. Come on, I wonder if you'll help us pray in the balcony. Come on, I wonder if you can help us. God's moving in this house right now. You are. I've run into this so many times in so many churches. Oh God. So many people, if I can just say this, so many people are concerned with themselves. So many people are concerned with what it may look like to go to an altar. And what people may think I'm going through. But can I tell you in this house that that does not matter? The reason why I've stopped because the Holy Ghost prompted me. When you go to the hospital room, when you go to the hospital or the emergency room, you don't care how you look. You don't care who's in the room. You don't scan the parking lot to see who's there. But you go to the emergency room for a problem to be solved because you realize and you recognize that maybe I'm bleeding and I don't feel right and something's off, and there's a doctor in the house that can fix it. But I'll tell you why I'm looking around and there's a few patients that are in the altar. There's still some people that are bleeding and they don't recognize that they're bleeding right now. Hallelujah. Or you've recognized it, but you refuse to come to the nurse's station because you're afraid of what other patients might think about you. This is not the place, hallelujah, where we're looking and judging, but this is the place where you can come to the great physician that can heal your sin-sick body. Hallelujah. This is the place where you can come to the great physician that can heal you, that can minister to your brokenness. Hallelujah. That can minister to you today. I wonder right now, this is not just an altar call, but this is an altar pull. I'm trying to pull for you to get out of those pews right now. There's at least three more people that's supposed to be in these altars right now. I want you to begin to move right now. Hallelujah. Don't you look around. Come on, church. Let's pray. Don't you look around right now, but it's time for you to come out of your pew. It's time for you to come out of your disappointment. It's time for you to come out of your failure. Come on. Will you make your way to an altar and allow heaven to rejoice over you? Will you make your way to an altar and allow heaven to rejoice? Come on. It's time for you to lay the sin down. It's time for you to lay the carnality down. It's time for you to lay it down. It's killing you. It's trying to destroy you. Will you pray? Come on. Pray with somebody that's beside you right now. Pray with somebody that's beside you. Get a burden in the Holy Ghost right now. There's babies that need to be born. There's babies that need to be birthed right now into the King.